we asked the obvious question. Shevet Levi was not in the Shibur at all. They did not go out to work. They did not make bricks. They were not being tortured. They were sitting and learning Torah, producing Svarim. We asked, have you ever heard of a yeshiva in Berlin during World War II that the Nazi regime was supporting? Do you know about a chabura going on in Auschwitz where people sat and learned and they got extra food to be sitting and learning? How can we understand if the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, were not going to let the Yidden, a small percentage of even 1%, sit and learn while they're trying to annihilate us? How in the world was Pari allowing the entire tribe of Levi, which could be almost 10% of the population, sitting and learning and writing Sfarim and keeping everything? What's going on? Why didn't he not grab them? So he answered that Pari was a genius. Evil, but a genius. And he convinced the world he was a god. And he knew about the prophecy of 400 years, and he knew the Yidden was supposed to be there. He knew he had free slave labor until a certain time. He knew everything. He also knew that the Goyal, the Redeemer of Klal Yisrael, was going to come from Shevet Levi. So with this information, he came up with a brilliant strategy. He was going to have Shevet Levi not be part of the Shibud, not be part of the Golos. They were going to sit and learn and relax, and he'll feed them. They'll be supported by the government. And if he figured, correctly so, by the way, that if they would not be part of the Shibud, they would not be able to produce a Redeemer. And therefore the Jews would be stuck. The Goyal can't come because the Goyal has to be part of the Shibud. It was a brilliant cheshbon, and it could have worked. What he miscalculated was the Galus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, when he came out of the house for the first time, Vayarbis of Loisim, he connected to the Yidden. He connected to the Yidden by seeing their pain. That alone is enough of a Shibud that he's roy to be a Goyal. By feeling the empathy toward others, that alone made him part of the Shibud and therefore Goyal possibility. That's what Pari couldn't cheshbon, that the Yid will feel enough pain for another Yid, that therefore he can be considered as if he's part of the Shibud. Us today have the same issue. Every one of us can be a Goyal on some level. All of us can do our part to bring about the redemption. Doesn't mean we'll be the actual Goyal, but we're part of the Goyal. Process. Part of the process. This parsha teaches us that the secret to being a Goyal is having empathy for another Yid. When you feel the tzar of another Yid, then you have a chance at helping the Geula come about. And that's what we have to work on. And hopefully, with our empathy toward other Yidden, we will see the real Goyal from Harav Yemeinu.